Hi, my name is Jamie from Scribendi.com, and today I'm going to talk to you about how to format a resume. In our podcast, How to Write a Resume, I explain that the style of your resume will depend on your individual purpose. However, there are certain components that are the basis of any resume format. I have broken down the main resume format tips, which can be used in most resume styles. Tips to a great resume format. Once you've listened to our resume formatting tips, take a look at our example resume to see exactly how each of these components can be formatted in a standard resume. Header. For all styles, always list your contact information at the top of the first page. Begin with your full name. Either use the full spelling of a middle name or simply an initial, if you have one. Next, supply a current complete mailing address, followed by your home and cell phone numbers, and your email address. The amount of information you will provide in this section will determine how readily an employer will be able to contact you. Objective. This is an optional heading and is used primarily in the functional and combination styles of resume writing. It can be used in other styles, but we recommend including it only if it adds new information. Here, in a maximum of 2 sentences, you will describe your goals and point out how these specific goals mesh in with those described in the job advertisement. The aim here is to make your resume stand out from the competition. Career highlights and qualifications. This is another optional section, and it serves 2 purposes. First, it points out your key achievements, skills, and qualifications as they pertain to those described in the job advertisement. Second, it shows the employer you have made an extra effort to point out your particular accomplishments as they relate to that specific application. Work experience. List your work experience in chronological, reverse date order. For each position you have, begin by stating the specific period you worked at a location, usually by month and year, and the positions or titles you held. Describe your key duties and responsibilities for that position in a point form list. Be careful when listing your key duties and responsibilities, as they can sometimes read like a job description. Instead, include action statements. For example, instead of stating, duties included providing customer service, try something like provided customer service through resolution of problems and explanation of invoices and statements, resulting in great customer satisfaction. Education. In this portion of your resume, list the schools you have attended, the degrees or diplomas you have received, and any other honors or awards you may have earned. This is to be listed in reverse chronological order. Time periods at a given school can be listed by the span of years in attendance. Skills. If you have not already listed them, list your skills at the end of your resume. This section should point out your talents that are specific to the job application, such as language or computer skills. Hobbies or extracurricular activities. Job seekers should exercise caution when considering a section with this heading. Unless the hobbies or activities are directly related to the job for which you are applying, do not include them. This section may be referred to as too much information, as often this type of personal information is irrelevant to the application. For example, if you are applying for a technical position, listing the fact that you enjoy reading fantasy or science fiction novels will not increase your odds of being hired as a technical person. There is nothing wrong with liking to read science fiction, but it is irrelevant to your ability to perform the advertised job. Nothing that can be construed as specifically political, religious, or oriented to particular social groups should be included in your resume. As an exception, volunteer work for well-known and publicly well-received organizations such as the Red Cross or Habitat for Humanity can be included. Again, however, use common sense and discretion here. Listing specific sports involvement, such as being the captain of your school's badminton team or football squad, is appropriate in most circumstances. This indicates teamwork, organization, and leadership qualities, all of which are commendable in a prospective employee. Some final thoughts. Regardless of the style you decide to use, remember to customize your resume to fit your specific needs. Promoting yourself as the ideal match to the job description is the ultimate goal of a good resume. For extra help in writing, editing, or formatting your resume, submit your draft to one of our resume editors. This podcast was brought to you by Scribendi.com, because grammar matters.